Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and today we will be learning about the bracha of Kibbutz Galuyot, the ingathering of the exiles. This bracha, the 10th bracha of the Shmona Esrei, marks the midpoint of the Amidah and continues to broaden the scope of our requests from the personal individual sphere to those of national concern. This relatively short bracha consists of three statements, opening with the request, Tika b'shofar gadol l'cheirutenu, sound the great shofar to signal our freedom. This phrase is based on the text in Yeshayahu 27:13, in which the Navi prophesied, V'haya bayom hahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, uva'u ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yishtachavu l'ashem behar hakodesh b'Yerushalayim. It will be on that day, the day of the redemption, a great shofar will be sounded, and those lost in the land of Assyria and those exiled to Egypt will return and bow in service to Hashem on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. This prophecy refers to the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom who were exiled by Sancheriv, Melech Ashur, the king of Assyria, who had become intermingled with the indigent populations of the lands to which they were exiled and lost to Jewish history, not returning with the Judean exiles from Babel, from Babylonia, who built the second temple. This pasuk is the source for the idea that a shofar will be sounded to herald the ingathering of the exiles at the time of the final redemption, which will include all 12 tribes of Israel. Rav Kook, in an essay entitled Shofarot, asks why the shofar of Mashiach is characterized as a shofar gadol, a great shofar. Would not any shofar do? He explains that the shofar gadol symbolizes the ideal return, which is brought about by the pure desire of the nation to fulfill its great destiny. The arousal to this holy purpose can only be brought about as a unified people in our own land and cannot be realized as long as we remain dispersed in our exile. Thus, we request no less than a shofar gadol, that the return of our people to our land be accomplished in keeping with this holy and exalted goal. The second statement of the bracha, Visa Nes Lekabetz Galuyotenu, raise a banner to gather in our exiles, is based on another prophecy in Yeshayahu in chapter 11, verse 12. V'nasa Nes Lagoyim, V'asaf Nidche Yisrael Unfutzot Yehuda Yekabetz Me'an Be'arba Kanfot Ha'aretz. He will raise a banner to gather the dispersed of Israel and the scattered exiles of Yehuda from the four corners of the world. Here, we have references to both the exiles of the northern kingdom, the lost 10 tribes, as well as the dispersed of Yehuda. And the text continues to describe that these two groups will come together under one banner. The competition and jealousy that had divided them will be removed forever. And this leads to the third and final phrase of our bracha, V'kabtzenu yachad mehera me'arba kanfot ha'aretz l'artzenu. That's according to Nusach Sfard. A few less words in Nusach Ashkenaz, Kabtzenu yachad me'arba kanfot ha'aretz, gather us together in unity from the four corners of the earth. The prophecy of Yeshayahu is transformed into a tefillah that this beautiful vision of a people who are transformed from factionalized, petty, and dispersed exiles into a unified holy nation might realize its destiny in its homeland. Only you, Hashem, Mikabetz Nidche Yisrael, the gatherer of his chosen nation, can make this vision a reality speedily in our time. Thank you for learning together.